Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Windsor Johnston. The Food and Drug Administration is expected to move quickly to authorize a second coronavirus vaccine for emergency use. An advisory panel for the agency voted on Thursday to recommend the vaccine developed by American drug maker Moderna. Dr. Daron Fink is deputy director of the Division of Vaccines at the FDA.
We have reviewed extensive manufacturing information for this EUA request and do feel confident that we have enough information to justify issuing an EUA.
Moderna would be the second company allowed to begin distributing vaccines to the public. Vice President Mike Pence and Second Lady Karen Pence will receive the vaccine developed by Pfizer during a televised event at the White House this morning. Surgeon General Jerome Adams will also get the shot. That vaccine was authorized for emergency use last week by the FDA. The head of Microsoft is warning about the potential impact of a major computer hack on government agencies. NPR's Jacqueline Diaz reports Microsoft President Brad Smith says the attack hit some of Microsoft's customers, but is likely to have a much larger global footprint.
Microsoft's president called the hack discovered this week a moment of reckoning. So far, at least six federal agencies are known to have been impacted by the hack into the U.S. company SolarWinds. The ongoing attack is believed to have started in March and went undetected for several months. Smith said 40 of Microsoft's customers were hit by the breach. Most of those customers were in the U.S., but the rest were in at least seven other countries. He expects that number to grow. The tech leader said it's past time for the U.S. government and the private tech sector to join forces to respond to cyber attacks. Jacqueline Diaz, NPR News.
Security forces have reportedly rescued more than 300 students kidnapped by bandits in northwest Nigeria. As NPR's Ada Peralta reports, the Islamist group Boko Haram is claiming responsibility for the abductions.
Armed men stormed a high school in Katsina State a week ago. They kidnapped more than 300 children. And since then, the security agencies in Nigeria have been working to free them. Through a spokesman, President Muhammadu Buhari says all of them are now coming home. Local authorities say the children will be first assessed by health workers and will then be released to their families. Throughout the week, protesters have taken to the streets of northwest Nigeria, demanding peace and security. Protesters say that part of Nigeria has been abandoned by its government, which has allowed bandits and extremists to do what they want. Ada Peralta, NPR News, Nairobi.
This is NPR. President-elect Joe Biden is pledging to transition the U.S. economy away from fossil fuels. Cooper McKim from Wyoming Public Radio has more on a new study that shows greenhouse gas emissions are expected to continue rising for years to come.
Climate change-causing pollution is expected to decrease this year due to COVID-19 impacts. But new analysis of federal data expects greenhouse gas emissions to jump by nearly a third in just 6 years from 2019 numbers. It considers permits approved for new projects in oil and gas and the petrochemical industry nationwide, plus an expected economic rebound.
So I think it's a really important thing to monitor in general so that we can better understand how close we're coming to our climate targets.
Environmental Integrity Project's Alexandra Shakevich helped put the report together. Biden's campaign promise of drilling restrictions on federal land could reduce greenhouse gas emissions. That worries states like Wyoming, with significant production on federal land. For NPR News, I'm Cooper McKim in Laramie.
Home Depot has agreed to pay a nearly $21 million fine for failing to ensure that its contractors are following lead paint rules. An investigation by the Environmental Protection Agency found the company subcontracted work to firms that did not use lead-safe work practices. Lead paint was banned in the U.S. more than 40 years ago, but still remains in many older homes. Stocks across Asia traded lower today. Japan's Nikkei average lost 43 points. This is NPR News.